Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Fishermen Ministry in South Carolina. Let's praise and worship the Lord.
Pleased to be with your people, and we come to you by the way which you have made, not trusting in ourselves, Lord, but trusting in your way and in your character. In Jesus' name, amen.
He has made me glad, he has made me glad. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, which we all probably know. Excuse me. It's one of the first passages that I kind of clung to when I first became a Christian because, well, let me read it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I leaned heavily onto my own understanding. And it was hard for me to follow that. But I kept reading it. The children and I made up a song to go with it. And it was something that we worked diligently at. Because I believe we all struggle with it, but I believe my husband also really struggled with it too. But I kind of want to break it down. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust him completely. 100% trust the Lord. Lean not unto thine own understanding. That means you know nothing. It brings to mind Philippians 3, starting at verse 8, where Paul says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Paul, above that, Paul goes into everything he knew. In the flesh, Paul knew a lot. He followed the law, a Pharisee. We all kind of think ourselves as knowing a lot, but we can't lean into any of that. We have to forget it. We have to move on from it. And lean unto him, because His ways are not our ways. We just cannot grasp His ways because He is good and we're not. His ways are different than ours. And we just have to trust Him with all of our heart. And when you get that little thing in the back of your head telling you, well, I know how to do this. No, I don't. I'm going to lean on Him. He might show me something new. That way, at the end of it, you can give the glory to Him. It doesn't come shining on you. Because as servants, the glory isn't supposed to be on us. It's supposed to be on Him. We do all things for our Master. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In everything that you do, acknowledge Him. Pray to Him. Ask Him for help. Praise Him. Sing. All your ways, acknowledge Him. You start your day acknowledging Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You end your day thanking Him, asking for forgiveness for whatever you did. And along the way, Lord, I need help with this. Thank you, Lord, for getting me through this. Lord, please forgive me. I screwed up again. Whatever it is, in all of our ways, we must acknowledge Him, because then He will be the one to direct our paths. And we may not, you're not going to understand it. There's no may not about it. You're not going to understand it. You're going to find yourself in the middle of something and you're going to say, no, I don't want to do this, or I can't do it that way, or any number of excuses. But if you trust Him and you ignore those little voices in your head, then He will direct your paths and things, good things will come. And like it says, His grace and mercy and the things that He does for us, they are exceeding abundant above what we can ask or think. So in all our ways, we must acknowledge Him, praying, praising, seeking Him.
promptly make that switch turn on, wouldn't it? Good morning, everybody. You know, the thing about the Lord's ways not being our ways, that's true. But part of our charge is to be being transformed. And the further we go along, we learn how to choose to agree with Him that His ways are the way. And the more we do that, the easier it gets. That's the freeing thing about the Lord and serving Him, is the more you do His things, the easier those things get. And then you wind up with the only hard, well, they're hard for me. That doesn't necessarily mean they're hard for somebody else, but I'm kind of like a fighter who hasn't done any conditioning, hasn't prepared for a fight. I go into the ring, and after I throw a couple of punches, all right, I'm wasted. We're done. So that's the hard part for me, and it takes a fight to put off unbelief. It's a fight to choose a position of faith. It's a fight to throw off the evil testimony of the enemy but to kill and destroy. You don't have to fight for the things of the Lord. Jesus has already fought that. And that offer is an offer to, as the testimony of Scripture is, you come to Him in bondage. You receive Him, and He sets you free from that bondage. And that freedom gets freer and the more you partake of it. But these are choices you make. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That just, you know, the more you get to know Him, the more yield you are, the easier you are to direct. And, you're like a test, who He is, He's done for you. And it shows other people the goodness of. I hear all the popping going on. I'm trying to avoid the popping, but I will. You know, I'm still amazed, because what I was just saying goes back to something we looked at the other day in Matthew. I think Melanie looked at it. Come unto me, all that labor are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is it He demands? Love God, love one another. Nothing heavy about that. Something, the more you do, the easier it gets. And the more pleased He is. But in order to do that, you have to agree that His mind is the right mind. The mindset that Paul charged the Philippians to have. I am meek and lowly in heart. That doesn't mean he's poor and beaten. That what that means is he's not eaten up with pride. He's there to do simply that which the Father gave him to do. It's not his thing, it's the Father's thing. And what that means is that he is totally yielded to his will. You know, we could just learn that. And learn to fight to stay yielded to his will as opposed to taking on our own. That's a default position that we, you know, spend a great deal of time, if we're trying to serve the Lord, trying to fight off, because it's where we go to naturally. Naturally is not good. Naturally is hell bound. Naturally does not know or want to serve the Lord. Naturally is all the things that this flesh is in bondage to. This flesh is never going to agree with the things of the Lord. The things of the Lord are beautiful. I think of all the kinds of things that people get weighted down with. All the things I was weighted down with. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I was working at all kinds of stupid stuff that none of it was going to get me closer to the Lord. I was sweating details about stuff that didn't matter and not paying attention to the stuff that was the stuff that did matter. But he came along and relieved me of all that weight and set me free to be able to worry about the stuff. That bad terminology. Huh? To focus on, there you go. To focus on the things of the Lord. To focus on the people of the Lord. To get some exercise in loving and long-suffering and preferring, you know, the things, his things, to my things. You know, yoking up, taking his yoke upon us. Submission. Submission to his direction, to his will. Going where he leads and says, when he pulls on the reins, you know where you're going. Just like a horse. Just, in this case, it would be an oxen, perhaps. Because that's the usage of the yokes. But it's a similar operation with a horse. I am meek and lowly in heart. You can just wrap my mind around that. That is not a natural condition for us. I know I find myself always violating this one by presuming that I'm in a better place than I am in. In a place of judgment rather than one of extending grace and mercy. When you regard all men as better than you, then you are lowly in mind and meek. And you are somebody who's in a position to be able to minister the gospel to them. And with all confidence that they can receive it. whether they receive it or not, it's their job to minister it. And the more you do that, the easier that gets. Things of the Lord become easier when your ways get yielded to His ways. And that is what I'm trying to say, is a long form of saying that's a choice. And it's the fight against unbelief. It's a fight to make the right choices. The choices that are the ones that connect you with the Lord and His ways. Not because your arm's being twisted, but because you want to know Him, know more of Him, be more like Him, and love those He brings to you enough to tell them the truth. And the more you do that, the easier that burden gets. And the more you do that, the easier it gets to do. Because the things of the Lord get easier the longer you serve Him and submit to His transformation of you. And reject being conformed to this world. But count on being transformed. You submit yourself to Him to do that. He will answer that one. Because that's what He wants to do. That's His way. I challenge you, if you're not in the fight, get in the fight. Start choosing His ways. Yield yourself. Let Him, He's the potter, I'm the clay. Let Him mold into what He wants you to look like. So you are fit to do the things that He wants you to do. Love Him and love one another. And be ready. Just tell the world what the Lord's done for you. He's good, and His word is true. Every single word of it. But you have to choose to believe. You have to fight to believe. You have to fight off that unbelief. And don't get wasted in the first round after the third punch, because there's a lot more you need to be doing. And especially bad and ugly when that thing you're fighting is you. It's in a mirror. You know, the Lord's good. Submit to Him to become His clay. So you can walk in the success and the continued success. Of His easy and light yoke. That submission to His ways. Submission to His word. By choice. Those are acts of faith. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I remember that was you, Lisa, who brought that scripture up the other night, Thursday night. I'd have to say that that was a good message, Paul. And one of the things that you pointed out was the thing that you're fighting against is you're looking at it right in the mirror when you look at it right in the mirror. You know, you could, it's so easy, man. It is so easy to go out there and look at this situation, that person, this coming down on you, that coming down on you, and you turn around and say, it's their fault. It's because of that. It's because of this that's the reason why you are having these struggles and these battles and you're heavy laden and you're burdened down and you're brought down. When the battle is square right here in your mind, right against the old man. And it's over there before you. Now, I can say that, and the reason why I can say that is because I've been through it. Am going through it. Not been through it. Been through it. It's like something you have passed and gone through. I would say I am going through it. That is something I am still doing. Not something that I have passed and gone through. Now, I mean, that was good. That was just a good message all the way around. Because His ways are higher than our ways. And His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Now, when I look at the... I don't know if that's coming through very well. But if I look at the, you know, I look at the, go back to the children of Israel when I was looking at that. And, you know, one of the things for them to walk through that Red Sea, one of the things that happened before they walked through that Red Sea was Pharaoh's army was coming down upon them. I mean, it was under an extraordinary situations. Now, Scripture says that the Lord is beautiful for situation. Amen. And, you know, we all want to sit back and we see the Red Sea. You know, we read about the Red Sea opening up. We read about them passing through and we see the victorious win by Jesus Christ our Lord as the waves come, that Red Sea coming down upon Pharaoh and his army. And we focus down on that thing where the Red Sea opened up and children of Israel walked through and the waves and the and it came down on Pharaoh. That's what we focus. We don't really have paying that much attention that Pharaoh's army is coming down. Now, we're like, when we read this, we're like, man, I would have loved to have been there. I look at it and I go, I don't know. Because I don't want Pharaoh's army coming down on my back, man. Now, when the part when the Red Sea opened up, I'd be like, hallelujah. Woo! Let's go. Let's boogie. Let's haul butt. Let's get over there in a hurry. Be praising God, leaping for joy. But in that system, in the midst of the situation, Pharaoh's army coming down, I'm seeing the Red Sea and it's flowing wildly. I would be like, oh my gosh, we're going to die. We're going to die. Now, their mindset was probably the same. And the thing about it is, after they went through the Red Sea, their mindset was still the same. Their mindset was still the same. Now, I really don't like, I mean, these things are pointed out, and as I come up here, really didn't know what I was going to preach on, didn't know what I was going to say, and it's not something that I'm like, yippee joy, I get to preach on this, because it's one that I battle with. I mean, it's one that I struggle with. It's one that I still face. It's one that I am really no different than those children of Israel. Because we have seen the Red Sea open up for us. Now, not in the sense of we actually seen the Red Sea before us, but how about in those situations in our lives, time and time again, where it was no different than some situation where it was like the Pharaoh's army coming down to come and kill, steal, and destroy. And the Lord, we cried out unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered us out of that situation. One way, shape, or form, however it happened, doesn't matter, but there's no difference there. What scares me for me in the midst of that is as I come through that other side. I come through that other side, I say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, whoopee. But my mindset, the thing that I get encaged with, the things that I get burdened down with, and I allow the enemy to come and to kill, steal, and destroy, is the fact that I walk away a lot of times in error in that same mindset. Because when that next situation, I do the exact same thing. Now I tell you, this is not a good testimony of me at all, by any means. But what Paul was talking about was the way out. And as long as our eyes are on ourselves, as long as our eyes is leaning upon our own understanding, as long as our eyes is on this earth, and not on him, that mindset's not going to change. That mindset's not going to change. And it's where we need to set our sights upon the Lord, as Peter did when he walked out of that boat. And keep him there. Now we look at that and you see just the loving kindness of the Lord repeatedly towards the children of Israel. We see the loving kindness of the Lord repeatedly going out to his disciples and amongst the children of Israel time and time again. And I'm not talking about just the desert. I mean, how many times did he send a judge to deliver them? We got Samson. How many times did they rebel against the Lord, and then yet the Lord still put his hand out and, you know, gave David when they wanted a king. They got Saul. Then they, what did they do? He got David, which was the testimony of David. A man after my own heart is what God said. I mean, just time and time and time again, hand outstretched, hand outstretched, hand outstretched. Time and time and time again, you guys are in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. His hand is outstretched. Now, I share these things with you is because if you take a look at the examples of the people that are of faith, okay, it's a completely different perspective that they had. Completely different perspective. Look at Joshua and Caleb. You look at Joseph. You look at Paul the Apostle. You look at Stephen. Look at Peter. And on and on and on. So it's like we got there and I'm looking at the scripture and we see, and I see as an example, two camps. Okay, I see two camps. And I see the camp where the unbelief, the pride, and rebellion against the Lord, and how that worked out. Now I see, on the other side, victory. Victory. love and belief and trust in the Lord, and people that did not lean on their own understanding. Now, there's a choice to be made there. See, you can't just ride the fence down the middle. It doesn't work. It's just, what camp are you going to be in? What camp are you going to be in today? Now, I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about the now. What camp are you going to choose to be in today? I mean, because there's victory. The Lord has victory for you. He has His kingdom for you to walk in. And then you have death. The Lord has nothing to do with this part of death and destruction. Has nothing to do with that at all. It's not Him doing that. See, that's the enemy's camp. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came to what? Give life, and that more abundantly. There's your two camps. And see, we're sitting there in the midst, and we can make a choice of what camp we want to abide in. I mean, that's really the decision before us. That's the decision before us every day. Every day. And when I look at Paul the Apostle, and it just amazes me. It just amazes me, after situation after situation after situation, his focus was on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that everything he went through, no matter when the enemy come tried to kill, steal, and destroy, the Lord flipped right side up. And it glorified him, and it brought people to Jesus. See, that's the camp. That's what soldier, that's what team we ought to be on. We ought to be on. And it just was amazing. There's that other camp. And their perspective is this. They lean on their own understanding. They look at that perspective. They look at the situations around them, and then they see how it's not going to work out. How they were brought out to the desert to die. And all these things. And see, look, it's the enemy that's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what's going on. And what do? They turn around. And they put that on God. When it's really Satan that's doing it. I mean, you take it back. Remember when Moses first came? When Moses first came and he says, look, Lord sent me, get you freed from the bondage of Egypt here. The signs and wonders are shown. They're like, oh, praise God. And then, he goes to Pharaoh, hey, man, let my people go. What happens? They get harder, man. Remember that? When the slave masters and Pharaoh tells them to get harder. Make them pick their own straw for the bricks, man. Make them do more. Make them do more. What did the children of Israel do? They turned and they looked and they blamed Moses. They blamed God. Who was doing it? Who was doing it? Did God had anything to do with making them work any harder at all? No. Did Moses have anything to do with them making them work harder? No. Not at all. That was Pharaoh. And he was the seed of Satan. He was the seed of perdition. That's why the Lord could harden his heart. But you see the two camps? And see, the battle's not... Let me put it this way. The biggest battle is not with the situation. The biggest battle is not on the outside, or with the people. why you're not walking in victory. Biggest battle is you. Overcoming that doubt, that unbelief, that old man that's in league with the enemy, trying to kill, steal, and destroy the thing that is cursed, that points to the ground, that is strapped to your back and is there to take you down, is your own self. It's your own self. And the Lord has set us free from that. Are we going to believe His word? Are we going to believe the testimony of the flesh, which lies, steals, deceives you and your soul, and tries to drag you down? What testimony are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to the word? Or are you going to listen to that old man? Because the word says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The word says that Jesus came to give life and that more abundantly. The word says, I have overcome the world. The word says you can be in Him that has overcome the world. The flesh tells you the absolute opposite. And tells you to lean on that own understanding. And tells you to not listen to the word. And feeds you doubts and lies. Let's take that hand that's outstretched. Amen. Today, let's make that choice. Let's make that choice today. I don't care what's happened in the past week. Repent of it. Repent for listening to those lies if you have been. Repent of listening to those lies. Get out of Satan's camp. Quit letting him beat you down, beat you up. Trying to put you into bondage and failure and slavery. Let's take part of Jesus Christ, His victory, and His freedom. Amen? Because it's right there before you. Don't let Him have His way anymore. But take on the Lord's ways. Because it's there for you. That's why He went to the cross. Don't make it of no effect for you. He paid the price. He paid the price for you. Walk in that victory. It's a gift, man. It's a free gift. And any one of us can receive it. No matter how we are. Naturally. It's there for any single one of us. Let's grab a hold of it. Let's run with it. Amen.
Lord.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.